An unforgettable tale in Korea from the book My Life Stories Through My Eyes by Pam Park On. In 2015, Ye Ye and I had the opportunity of taking Grandpa Park to South Korea, his ancestral land, for the first time. It was a meaningful journey for him as he hoped to uncover information about his family history. Our time in Korea was filled with incredible experiences and unexpected encounters. During our visit, Ye Ye and I went to the Latter-day Saint Genealogy Center in search of information about the Park family. However, due to the abundance of people with the last name Park in Korea, we couldn't find specific details. Nevertheless, the kind individuals at the center helped us translate our names from English to Korean, adding a personal touch to our journey. One day, as we rode the subway to visit a temple, we discovered that it was closed. Pondering on our next move, we noticed a nearby university and thought it might offer some insight into our ancestors. While studying a map, a friendly person approached us. Sensing that we might need assistance, likely due to Ye Ye's vibrant fluorescent yellow t-shirt, to our delight, he spoke English fluently and offered his guidance. He suggested we visit the Department of Cultural Affairs, believing they could provide further assistance. We followed his advice and made our way to the department, where the staff at the front desk tirelessly endeavored to help us. They made several phone calls and delved into their resources for nearly half an hour, trying to find a way to trace our genealogy. Unfortunately, they explained that due to wars and the division of Korea, it would be challenging to uncover family history before 1930. As we absorbed this information, a gentleman approached us and kindly asked if he could be of assistance. We shared our quest for information about Grandpa Park's father and family, and he offered invaluable guidance. He informed us that adults in South Korea register with the police and graciously walked us to the local police station to seek their aid. We learned that his name was Moon Bong Ki, and he worked in the General Affairs Division. Throughout our walk, we noticed several people bowing respectfully to Mr. Bong Ki, a testament to his reputation and influence in the area. We felt deeply honored that he would take the time to assist us on our journey. The police made sincere efforts to locate Grandpa Park's father and uncle, but despite their diligent search, they were unable to find any information. They dedicated nearly an hour to this task, exhaustively exploring every possible avenue. When their efforts reached a dead end, the police surprised us by offering to drive us to an office similar to our Social Security department. It was an unexpected and somewhat surreal experience to find ourselves riding in a police car. Arriving at the office, the police requested the assistance of someone there in our quest to uncover information about our relatives. However, even with their help, we were once again faced with disappointment as no records or leads were found. Undeterred, we made the decision to travel to Milieng and consult the local Social Security office. The police kindly escorted us to the main street, hailed a taxi on our behalf, and provided the driver with the necessary direction. The journey to Milieng took approximately 45 minutes, during which the taxi driver engaged in conversation with the personnel at the Social Security office, hoping to aid us in our search. Unfortunately, their efforts too proved fruitless. The entire experience of that day was a mixture of heartwarming encounters and sheer unpredictability. It was a first for both of us, and the depth of emotions it invoked remains etched in my memory. The kindness and assistance we received from those who we encountered along the way moved us profoundly, bringing tears to our eyes. We are forever grateful for their support, and we hope that our ancestors in some way can sense and appreciate the efforts we made on their behalf. May the individuals who extended their helping hands be blessed abundantly for their genuine kindness and compassion. Things I can't imagine life without. Upon deep reflection, I have come to realize something quite astonishing, even to my own surprise. The one thing I simply cannot imagine living without is my cherished collection of scriptures. While I may not be inclined towards material possessions and could easily part with most worldly items, the scriptures hold a special place in my heart. It is true that we live in an age where these sacred texts are readily available online or in physical form, which may cause us to take them for granted. Yet, despite my inconsistency in reading them in the moments when the words fail to resonate deeply with me, there is an undeniable sense of peace and profound wisdom that envelops me whenever I immerse myself in their pages. In these timeless texts, I find solace and a continuous journey of discovery and enlightenment. I have green thumbs. During Phil's time at graduate school at UC Davis, we embraced the joys of cultivating a prolific vegetable garden. Among the crops we nurtured, zucchini reigned supreme. Its abundance prompted me to incorporate it in countless dishes. Along our vegetable garden, Ye Ye tended to his own beehives, and we enjoyed wonderful sweet honey. The act of planting seeds and seedlings, tending to plants, watching them grow and enjoying the beautiful flowers or the taste of homegrown produce brings joy and satisfaction. Spending this time being in nature and working in the garden is something I enjoy. Behind our home on Lake Michigan in Texas, a small body of water that could more aptly be described as a sizable pond rather than a lake, it became a favorite destination for both adults and children from the neighborhood who took leisurely walks, bike rides, and spirited runs around its perimeter. In my endeavor to infuse beauty into our surroundings, I built two planters specifically for an organic vegetable garden. However, I must admit that my efforts were not as fruitful as our garden in Davis. Amidst the challenges of COVID-19 pandemic, I embarked on a special project, planting sunflowers around my yard. COVID-19 was a special time in the world where people yearned for positive energy, radiance, and joy. Sunflowers grow tall and vibrant flowers resemble the sun. Through this act, I aim to bring smiles to others and impart a sense of joy, even if only for a brief moment. I was very grateful that Sherman, Mel, and the boys were there to help me when my yard got too unruly. Quote, flowers always make people better, happier, and more helpful. They are sunshine, food, and medicine to the soul, close quote, by Luther Burbank. In the front yard, I sculpted two bottle bush trees to have little pom-pom balls. I love that eclectic look and reminded me of a Dr. Seuss tree. Unfortunately, one winter during a hard frost, the tops of the trees died. One word on relationship wisdom. Indeed, it is true that no single word can encapsulate advice on relationships, as each person's journey is shaped by their distinct personalities and idiosyncrasies. Relationships are intricate and multifaceted, weave together a unique tapestry of emotions, experiences, and dynamics. While acknowledging the diversity of the relationship dynamics, if I were to distill my personal advice in one word, it would be integrity. Integrity encompasses the essence of a person and serves as a cornerstone of any successful, fulfilling relationship. It holds true for connections with a spouse, siblings, children, friends, and beyond. Integrity is the quality of having strong moral principles and uncompromisingly adhering to them. Integrity can be defined as the practice of doing the right thing all the time. It is doing what is morally right. Therefore, the intriguing question would be, what does it mean to have integrity? Integrity means adherence to a specific code of ethical and moral principles to be truthful and honest enough to do what is right. Individuals with integrity are incorruptible and always uncompromising of the moral and ethical values that they believe in. People with integrity always keep their word, abstaining from lies and excuses no matter the situation. The characteristics of integrity include respect, honesty, grace, responsibility, patience, hard work, and accountability. That was found from study.com. I would like to emphasize that individuals who possess integrity also tend to be transparent. This quality creates a sense of security within relationships and fosters a deep sense of respect. Quote by Chuck Swindoll, being a person of integrity doesn't mean being perfect, it means being authentic. Do you believe people can change? I firmly believe that people are capable of change. Here are some thoughts on the subject. First and foremost, the desire to change is crucial. We must genuinely want to change and have the determination to follow through. Self-awareness is key. Sometimes we may be oblivious to the need for change while those around us recognize it clearly. It's important to view our situation or personality from different perspectives and honestly evaluate where change is necessary. As we grow older and become more set in our ways, the process of change can become more challenging. It is essential to ask ourselves whether we are changing for the right reasons. I strongly believe that with the help of a higher power such as Heavenly Father and through the repentance process, change can be facilitated and made easier. One significant example of when I experienced a profound transformation was when I became a mother. Initially, it was incredibly challenging for me since I lacked natural maternal instincts. I had very limited experience in babysitting and knew my abilities in liking children was scant. I vividly remember a particular incident shortly after Cottie was born. I was sitting in an overstuffed big green chair feeding her while my boys were arguing and behaving in an unruly manner. In a moment of frustration, I lost my composure and yelled at them to stop. Overwhelmed with emotions, I sat in that chair, crying and pleaded with Heavenly Father that one day of peace in our home. I longed for a day when I wouldn't yell at the kids and when I wouldn't feel like a failure as a mother. During one particular day of Peter's childhood, we were working together on a school project at my workplace. His attention span seemed fleeting, resembling that of a gnat, and it became becoming increasingly frustrating for me. In a moment of frustration, I lost my temper and raised my voice, demanding that he start working. Astonishingly, as if in response, a window cracked. While it could be dismissed as mere coincidence, I can't help but believe that it was a divine intervention, a message from a higher power. These incidents served as a wake-up call, reminding me to be more mindful of my tone and my demeanor towards my children. I became acutely aware of the impact my words and actions had on their well-being. From that moment on, I dedicated myself to cultivating patience and fostering a more positive environment. It was a profound lesson in the importance of kindness, empathy, and conscientiousness in parenting. Several years later, I realized that I had indeed become a more patient mother, although still needed to work on this. This experience taught me the power of personal growth and positive changes that can occur with time and effort. This realization has fueled my determination to continuously learn, evolve, and strive for better versions of myself. If I can change, anyone can. Another crucial aspect to consider when it comes to personal change is that you never truly know the exact moment, reason, or manner in which a person undergoes a transformation. This is why passing judgment on someone is inherently unfair. People may invest considerable effort to improve their circumstances, yet others may persist in viewing them through the lens of their past. For instance, I once knew a couple where the husband struggled with substance abuse. Despite my initial assumptions that they would separate after his hospitalization for drug-related issues, they defied expectations and managed to build a strong and positive relationship. The transformations within a person's heart remains a mystery to us. Changes in 46 years of marriage. Yeye and I have changed quite a bit throughout our marriage. When we were first married, Yeye asked me to stop biting my fingernails, so I replaced biting my nails with painting them. I asked Yeye to eat healthier, and it's taken over 40 plus years, and he's eating better. However, this is probably not because of me. It's largely due to his health issues. He does think I'm more patient with his plodding along, i.e. not pestering him so much. I'm slowly learning to readjust my mindset to not worrying about everything and everyone, embracing the art of selective concern one day at a time. Yeye has undergone a transformation in his thinking about his collections. It's like he upgraded his mindset from collector extraordinaire to release.